This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A call for less government regulation from a surprising source.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, President Obama issued an executive order this morning calling for a government-wide review of regulations on businesses. Could fewer rules lead to more job growth? But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up 20 points right now at 11,807. The NASDAQ basically flat. The S&P 500 basically flat as well. Apple stock down about 3% right now on the news that Steve Jobs, the CEO, is going to take a medical leave. And Boeing announced this morning that it is yet again pushing back the delivery date for its new 787 Dreamliner until at least July. The plane is about 3 years behind schedule. Now let's get to President Obama's call today for less regulation. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She joins us now live from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So first of all, why do you think the president is doing this?
Well, he's becoming very Clinton-esque, business-friendly. The reality, though, is the economy is expanding, but employment is not. Now, regulation is necessary because crimes have been committed, but it always is a cost to business, and the question is it effective? So the big problem here is business is delaying expansion, large business, trying to figure out what the cost is going to be and will it be effective.
And would fewer federal regulations lead businesses to add more jobs?
Well, it'll help unemployment probably as much as lowering the corporate tax rate will, too. Government jobs are going up in the regulatory areas. But for small businesses, it's not going to help. The small businesses are the ones who lead you out of a recession. Competitors dry during the recession. Companies have an opportunity to expand. If they can get the lines of credit, then they basically want to start expanding at the local level. The real problem, though, state and local and federal regulation, not the federal regulation.
Right.
St. Louis has 94 suburbs surrounding the city. We have business prevention departments in the form of city and county licensing and inspection. This is what squashes small businesses, is state and local rather than federal regulation.
All right, Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Well, it's unlikely President Obama's call for deregulation extends to his new health care law. Republicans in the House of Representatives plan a vote to repeal the law this week. So what does all this mean for the health care industry? Alan Miller is the CEO of Universal Health Services. That's a company that owns a couple hundred hospitals around the country. And Alan Miller joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you having to adjust amid all this back and forth in Washington about the health care law?
Well, we have not adjusted much to it at the moment because we're not sure what it will ultimately be. And also, most of the provisions don't go into effect until 2014. But we are certainly very interested, involved, and studying it carefully.
As you were watching the whole healthcare debate go down and everybody was talking about trying to figure out ways to bring down costs, were you sitting there at any point screaming at the TV going, this is the way you've got to bring down costs? I mean, how do you bring down costs?
My favorite way would be to see us get into malpractice reform. It would save on premiums. It would save on defensive medicine. The law mostly focused on extending coverage. And I think that's a good thing. And that would add more people with coverage. And the hospitals would have more people, more patients.
You've been in the business for now decades. What is the biggest change you've noticed? And where are we going in the world of healthcare at this point?
Well, one thing that's happening is that we are all aging. And the percentage of Americans over 65, 75 and up is increasing very, very rapidly. And just think about some advertising. At one time, you had younger people. They were smoking outdoors and on ski slopes, etc. And now if you look at the advertising, it's for erectile dysfunction, and it's for diabetes, and it's for overweight. So we're going to need a lot more by way of nursing. We're going to need more doctors. We're going to need more hospital beds as the decades come upon us.
Alan Miller, President and CEO of Universal Health Services, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, including cancer-fighting nanobots. Nova's Making Stuff, Wednesday at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
This morning, Delta Airlines kicked off a string of airline earnings with a profit of $19 million in the fourth quarter. That's not all that money. That's not all that much money for a company of Delta's size, though. But for the airlines, any profit is good news right now, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Aviation analysts expect all the airlines to book a combined profit of $400 million for the fourth quarter of last year. That reverses a loss of $800 million the previous year. What's up with the airlines? Airline analyst Daryl Jenkins says they're following the economy.
A robust economy is an airline's best friend. It always has been, and it always will be. It's what makes airline traffic improve.
But there are clouds on the horizon. The price of jet fuel is on the rise. Oil prices climbed back over $90 a barrel last month. Jenkins says it'll be hard for the airlines to make a profit if oil gets up to $105 per barrel. One way the airlines deal with the risk is by hedging, locking in their jet fuel at a certain price. Southwest Airlines did that and made out very well at first, but it ended up losing money when oil prices fell. Jenkins says everybody's too paranoid to do much hedging now, because they don't know which way oil prices are headed. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, perhaps some good news for the future of the British economy. TV viewers in the UK caught a glimpse of an uninvited guest at the Prime Minister's house over the weekend. During a live news broadcast at No. 10 Downing Street, a big rat scurried past the door. One Brit had this hopeful comment after the sighting. Well, at least the rats aren't deserting, so the ship of state can't be sinking yet. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Running a business, it can sometimes feel like the wild, wild west, especially when facing down a customer who's got something to say.
Except instead of carrying a Smith & Wesson or a Remington, you're carrying a blog.
I'm Bob Moon, the public showdown for customer complaints, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.